A balcony that had a crack in the roof of the balcony. The crack ran down the length of the balcony. Now, the balcony that the Mishnah is referring to, and every balcony that the Mishnah refers to, is open on one side and closed on three sides. And the crack starts from the side that is open and goes to the back wall. Tuma b'tzadzeh, kelim shebitzad hasheni tohir. If there's a tuma on one side of the crack, the kelim on the other side of the crack would remain tar. And since the crack runs down the length of the balcony, so the roof is split into two. So the kelim on the other side of the crack, it's as if they're under a different oil. So therefore they would not become tumid. And we can't say that the tumah will eventually be brought to the other side, and since the crack runs from the open side to the back side, the tumah will be taken out the open side, not to the other side of the crack. So therefore, the kelim on the other side of the crack would remain tar. Nasan es raglo o kanem milmala. If somebody puts his foot or a reed on top of the crack, closing off the crack with his foot or his reed, he raised es hatumah. By doing that, he mixed up the tumah, meaning he enclosed the crack, so therefore it's as if there is no crack and it's all one oil. So in such a case, no matter where the tumah is, all the kelim in that balcony would become tumah. Nasan es hakana ba'aretz. Eino maybe es hatumah. If instead of putting the reed on top of the roof of the balcony, on top of the crack, he put the reed on the ground of the balcony, directly underneath the crack. In such a case, that reed would not cause the tumah to be brought to the other side of the crack unless it's a tefach above the ground. In such a case that the reed is directly below the crack and is suspended a tefach above the ground, it would act as an oil. And we would look at this reed as if it was lifted up and placed right into the crack. As this is called good asik, when we look at something as if it's lifted up. And since it's a tefach above the ground, we can say good asik. And since the reed, it's as if it was lifted up into the crack, it would close off the crack and cause the entire balcony to be one oil. And all kelim in that balcony, no matter where the tumah is, would become tumah.
This
mission discussed in the same case as the previous mission, that we have a balcony with a crack, and this crack runs the length of the balcony. And somebody put a sugus of a very thick woolen overcoat, or a kaifis of a very thick bean, on the ground directly underneath the crack. And this woolen overcoat, or bean, is at least a tefach wide, so when you put it on the ground, the top part of it is a tefach above the ground. Even so, it would not cause the tumah to be brought from one side of the outside to the other side, unless the bottom of the sagas or kofas is a tefach off the ground. It has to be suspended in the air, a tefach above the ground. It's not good enough that the top part of it is a tefach above the ground, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, that if you put a reed underneath the crack, if it's a tefach above the ground, it would act as an oil to bring the tumah from one side to the other. And if you put a sugus or a kufas on the ground directly underneath the crack, it also would bring the tumah to the other side, but only if the bottom part of it is suspended a tefach above the ground. Kfulin zu agav zu eina mevios es hatumah atu tehei ha'oyona gavoh min aretz poseach tefach. If you have a bunch of clothing put down on the ground directly underneath the crack, one piece of clothing on top of the other, that clothing would not act as an oil to bring the tumah from one side of the asadah to the other side, unless the top piece of clothing is a tefach above the ground. If the top piece of clothing is a tefach above the ground, then that would act as an oil, causing the tumah to be brought from one side of the crack to the other, as we saw in the previous mission, that we would say good asik as if it was lifted up right up against the crack. Haya adam nasin shum. If a person lay down on the ground of the asadah directly underneath the crack, Beishami Aymrim Einam Mevi as a tumah. Beishami says the person will not cause the tumah to be brought from one side to the other. As the person, since he's laying directly on the ground, has not suspended a tefach above the ground, will not act as an oil. As we just saw, then in order for something to act as an oil, it's not good enough that it's a tefach above the ground. The bottom part of it has to be suspended a tefach above the ground. Ubeishilo Aymrim Adam Chalohu Baisada Elyo Mevi as a tumah. Beitil disagrees. He held that if a person lays down on the ground directly underneath the crack, he would act as an oil. As a person is hollow, his insides is considered hollow. So the top part of him would act as an oil to bring the tumah from one side to the other. The top part of him is a tefach above the ground. And since he is hollow, it doesn't matter that the bottom part of him is resting on the ground. Since the top part of him is a tefach above the ground, he would serve as an oil. And therefore, it would cause the tumah from going from one side of the crack to the other.